move it then to our first reading of the budget. Let me locate everything here. We'll get started. What you think, Karen?
That's the budget right there.
No, I've got one here, though.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna give me a few more details here, so. All right. We have a budget this year, which is total. Our total budget will be $13,733,546. That is down about 2.2% from last year, and that is based on all of some of our ARPA funds that have been utilized throughout the past year. It does reflect a 3% increase for our employees, a 2.9% increase for elected officials. The retirement system was able to reduce the calculations this year from, it was 1971, it's now 18.62. If you're with the appropriation side of things, we have tried to be very cognizant of keeping our budget in line with where we were last year. We did feel the need to bring to your attention a few items that, just based upon past performance in our past year, that we'll be looking to add or increase. Let's go to the general fund. We do have an added line of for disasters. We've had been plagued with numerous, unfortunately, for the last calendar year, and we're adding a line of $40,000 in the general fund, which allows us to get started earlier and more efficiently. As you know, if FEMA does allow for recoup of that funds, then we will already be ahead. If it does not, then we need to serve our citizens to the fullest capacity that we were able to in those initial few days. So we're adding a line of $40,000. On page one of your general fund, you'll also see the Development Building Fund, $335,000. This is what we commonly refer to as our spec building. This is our debt service for the spec building that's currently being marketed. We hope to have good news on that. Federal news probably dictates a few of the things that are going on with it currently, but we hope to have a new tenant in that facility as soon as possible. Just as a side note, do remember, though, when the building is sold, debt service will be paid back to the county, and then to make us whole as far as what we put out in the interim period. Let's see. We, on page two, we've also talked about, I'd like to add a line for our dispatcher training, $5,000. We often take dispatching for granted, and it's always there, and it's easily done, and there's no issues. Our director's here tonight, Lori Jenkins, and she can tell you firsthand that it's not an easy task, and so we want our dispatchers to have sufficient and adequate training for what they do to serve this community. So we're putting a line for training at $5,000 in there. I'm also putting in an added line for contract litter abatement of $5,000. Explain what this is. This is if you want to, as a service organization and community, decide you're wishing to clean up and help with the cleanliness of the county, and you want to take on a mile, we'll give you $100 per mile, which is really 2 miles because we want you to do both sides of the road, right? We'll give you $100 a mile. So we have plenty of room for groups who would like to take a mile this year. We have that built in for $5,000 in there. Our animal control has gone up from $15,000 to $17,500. That is with Christian County Animal Control. So a $2,500 increase to Christian County Animal Control. UK contribution for the extension office is going up from to $175, and that has been long set at $150 over the last several years. At one point, it was $175. It was decreased through a time period, but with the cost of things and the training and the travel, there was a need to move that to $175. In our roads, you will see, we've talked about the roads the last few weeks. We've had our county road aid, we've had our resolution, our rural secondary money that's come in. And as you have just seen, we have increases in our cost of doing business for our roads. And it is one of the things that we can't ever get away from because of this, the deterioration of the roads themselves, the bridges. We have just seen that through the spring season with the flooding and the roads closed and the washing. And our road department, we always rely on them to get the job done and keep our citizens, somewhat pleased with the work that's been taking place. But we just know that with, almost over 450 miles of county roads and the cost of doing business, there are lots of needs out there. And we get calls every day based upon the extreme nature that's been caused, that's caused some of our road conditions lately. So we're working on those, but there are, lots of projects out there for our road department. We're moving the health insurance line to the general fund out of roads to try to shore up additional room in our road fund for, putting more patching, more roads in place as we move throughout the season. In our jail fund, no changes from the presentation that was made by Jailer Hughes a few weeks ago. LGEA, we did find the need to take, or wanted to put in a new item that was called public safety. It's minimal, $7,000, but in some of our public facilities who act as warming shelters or locations for extreme weather, we're trying to move some of our generators around and find and feel like that this is a place that we can hopefully plug in and provide some additional coverage for support with particularly our generators, and maybe increasing some of those and moving some of those to better locations. So that's what that fund is intended for. In our sheriff fund, you will see the only thing different about this than what Sheriff Aker presented back, I guess in January, was the Social Security and retirement that has been added on to the bottom. And as I mentioned earlier, retirement has gone down a fraction to 1862. And so you'll see that the grand total for the sheriff's budget as listed for you on his page. ABC this year, we have grand total of ABC about $150,000 in ABC. The transportation officer has requested, and I think we have discussed approval of SUV for, or some type of vehicle for transportation. Also, vehicle for the sheriff, as well as maintaining and upgrading sheriff equipment. And so that is the focus on the ABC money this year. Next page, you will see the senior citizens. This is money, this is not county money, this is senior citizens money. This is money that's been either given to them, but is sort of managed by us part of this money, a great big percentage of this money currently is accruing interest to a CD at one of our local banks. But this is the money they've made to having bean dinners and all kind of ways to bring money in. So this is their money. Clerk storage fees. We have our county clerk, Carmen Finley, with us tonight. And this is, as you know, this is one of the funds that was established a few years ago by the General Assembly to allow for some improvements in clerk's offices. We've just recently approved, I guess it was a set of cabinets, I believe it was, that we went through and approved. This is county clerk's money. What's left of what we know as ARPA is $487,000. And this should be the total cost that we will either in this fiscal year or throughout the next fiscal year be dispersing to Pinerol Electric for fiber. And so more than likely a year from now when we do this again, this fund will probably be non-existent. And so that's the intent of having this zeroed out coming budget cycle. The opioid settlement, which we are still receiving some funds for, has increased to $228,748. And we have been talking about different options and looking at some different programs, working with our health department, district health department, and looking at different options that are being used throughout the state. It is very specific as to what you can use it for. It is not just something that we get to choose. It's not something that we get to run the way we would like to have that run. It is very, very specific. And that is currently at $228,748. And then the last page there, you will see government projects. This was some of the ARPA money that was rolled over at the end of last year, based upon projections to build, to do other projects in our community, the county, the needs that are out there for infrastructure that we would like to see improved. And so you'll see that total of $1,316,167. So all those added up are a total of $13,733,546. There's your appropriations. The revenue, you'll have a copy of the revenue pages there, and you can have a breakdown of those. As you see, we as a county government have to have a balanced budget. And it's also $13,773,546. You'll see the different funds as we just described those. And a couple pages prior to that, you'll see the revenue source for that generation. Is there any questions about the first reading of the budget for fiscal year 26? I want to commend Lucy particularly for her hard work and the budget committee for adding input toward this project process. Budget committees, anything you'd like to add to that I have failed to go over or mention tonight? This is, as you know, the first reading, and we will send this off to Frankfurt. They'll review it and give us their blessing that we have everything accurate based upon receipts and expenditures over the past year. Our scheduled second reading will be the first fiscal court meeting in June, which is June the 2nd. At that point in time, we'll enact the budget for the 26th fiscal year. If there are no other questions, I would entertain a motion to approve the first reading of the 25-26 budget.
Make a motion to approve the budget.
Okay, thank you, Master Sumner, for that. Is there a second? Master Lane, appreciate that. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, if you're ready to vote, Masters, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, like sign. There is none. Motion carries.